just for love. Like the wings of some high-flying bird are the songs I will sing to you. You can hear every word that I ever situations that I get in sometimes, and the places I have been at times, just trying to be.
And welcome. This is Larkin, Texas with you on a Saturday afternoon, September 24th, 2011, for the next hour. Talking points, as well as today's program notes with related links and contact information, may be found online at larkintexas.blogspot.com. If you're anything like me, and you're an inveterate note taker when listening to RBN, rest assured that at this new weblog, detailed notes of what you'll hear today, along with previous broadcasts, will be preserved for you. So, if you wish, save yourself the trouble, and let's make this hour count. RBN exists to bring forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. An apt analogy for these times could be found in the former USSR. The propaganda organ of the Soviet government had the word name Izvestia, or delivered messages, news, reports, while the Central Committee of the Communist Party had the word name Pravda, or truth. RBN is akin to the Russian Samizdat. We are the antidote you need when poisonous newspeak has cast its noxious fumes onto the airwaves, and a fresh airing of straightforward honesty was all you ever wanted. To feel, see, read, or hear in the first place. Like you, I'm just an American, as I'm concerned about the same things you're concerned about: the separating of facts from fiction and the investment value for our time spent together. This is why you too are as reliable a news medium of what's left of America, without a doubt. And besides all else, you've turned to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Izvestia. As of 2005, the circulation of the print publication Izvestia, the officially sanitized and politically corrected Soviet news reports of the day, similar to the centrally planned and controlled mainstream press in this country, was about 241,000. Until October 1, 2008, its chief artist was Boris Yefimov, the 107-year-old illustrator who worked as Joseph Stalin's political cartoonist. In 2008, Gazprom Media sold Izvestia. And we'll be back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. In 2008, Gazprom Media sold Izvestia. The newspaper is currently owned by a corporate entity, the National Media Group. Now, Pravda, Russian for truth, was a leading newspaper of the Soviet Union and an official organ of the Central Committee of the Communist Party between 1912 and 1991. It was started in 1912 in St. Petersburg, and it was converted from a weekly to a daily. It arrived in Moscow in 1918, and during the Cold War, Pravda was well known in the West for its pronouncements as the official voice of Soviet communism. Remember, similarly, Izvestia was the official voice of the Soviet government. After the paper was closed down in 1991 by decree of then-President Boris Yeltsin, many of the staff founded a new paper with the same name, which is now a tabloid-style Russian news source. There is also an unaffiliated internet-based newspaper, Pravda Online, run by former Pravda newspaper employees. A number of other newspapers have also been called Pravda, or Truth, one of which is currently the best-selling tabloid in America. Nowadays, the online publication Russia Today continues in this same tradition. Why? Because they actively promote the divide-and-conquer strategy of a nation's people through clever use of the Hegelian dialectic. Samizdat, Notes from the Underground Press. Samizdat is similar to Republic Broadcasting, this network, in that Samizdat was a key form of dissident activity across the Soviet bloc, in which individuals reproduced censored publications by hand and passed the documents from reader to reader. This grassroots practice to evade officially imposed censorship was fraught with danger, as harsh punishments were meted out to people caught possessing or copying censored materials. Vladimir Bukovsky defined it as follows. I myself create it, edit it, censor it, publish it, distribute it, and get imprisoned for it. Essentially, the Samizdat copies of text, such as the Bulgakov novel The Master and Margarita, or Vaclav Havel's The Power of the Powerless, were passed among friends. The techniques to reproduce the forbidden literature and periodicals varied from making several copies of the content using carbon paper, either by hand or on a typewriter, to printing on mainframe printers during night shifts, to printing the books on semi-professional printing presses in larger quantities. Before Glasnost, the practice was dangerous because copy machines, printing presses, and even typewriters in offices were under control of the so-called first departments, KGB outposts. Reference printouts for all of them were stored for identification purposes. The term Tamizdat, spelled with the letter T, refers to literature published abroad, Tam in Russian meaning there, often from smuggled manuscripts. Our call-in number today is toll-free 800-313-9443. Your calls are an important part of what makes this network unique. Since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first-quality products, and you are of a one-of-a-kind listener. Check out our website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. It's well worth a visit. All programs are archived, and you can retrieve podcasts 24/7 for the outrageous sum of $1.33 per month. No matter that even this pittance is counterfeit money anyway. But perhaps it's time you spend it wisely, while anything even resembling the truth still remains in short supply. If you're from my neck of the woods here in North Central Texas, and you've turned into KHFX, that's 1140 on your AM radio dial, we'd especially like to hear from you. So with your indulgence, I want to hazard an observation. On Thursday night, I had occasion to witness the most astonishing and revolting spectacle on the online Fox News media channel. Grown-up adults acting as if they were children, as if they were the exemplars we would want our children to emulate. The co-producers, Google and Fox, in addition to most of its participants, ladies and gentlemen, were caught up in an organized crime wave of long-standing and epic proportion. Traced from mythos as an early form of obscurantism, thus extending from monarchism, fascism, liberalism, corporatism, progressivism, conservatism, syndicalism, socialism, communism, libertarianism, neoconservatism, until now is neo-feudal communitarianism. But these wrong-headed modes of thinking can only lead us further afield, falling into scientism, futilitarianism, totalitarianism, synarchism, still more depravity, until one is bereft to imagine the final enslavement of even our future generations. Is this not tantamount to national suicide? Didn't it remind you of the bread and circuses proffered by the Romans? And is this what we want? Darkness? Or is there a need to shed new light on why this classic example of arrested development in one more glaring moment must repeatedly recur? Putting aside the isms, the schools of thought which colored my observation, as you know already, I'm prone to foolishness myself. I have to say there must have been a zillion pathways to the serious errors informed by these communist, fascist, socialists, and communitarians, and the socioeconomic thinking behind it all. Socioeconomics is a socialist dream word coined by American communitarian guru Amitai Etzioni and former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, a devoted Marxist-Leninist still to this day. How is it that we as a people, as Americans, have come to embrace such men? To embrace their nonsense. Was John Meacham, the former editor-in-chief of Newsweek magazine, correct when on its ignominious February 7th, 2009 cover, he confidently declared, "We are all socialists now." Now, you can read what your fellow Americans had to say about this grand pronouncement at Sweetness and Light, sweetness-light.com/archive/Newsweek. We are all socialists now. But I digress. Please think back to our inaugural broadcast. Socialism equals gangsterism. Further leavings, set aside for the time being, might include, in passing, such random words as onomatopoeia, allegory, figure of speech, idiom, maxim, axiom, proverb, parable, beyond the pale, palliative, beyond expectation, of current, currency, truisms, flights of fancy. And we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hon. Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Now, in the previous segment, it was mentioned socialism equals gangsterism. It is also arrested development. Turning back to flights of fancy, there are aphorisms, rules of thumb, and the new rules for your government's hired gunslingers patrolling the streets of encroachment. New rules on the battlefields of our soldiers of engagement. Arrest first, tase first, shoot first, but don't ask questions until later. Then let God sort them out. After all's said and done, the end justified the means. By George. Oh, well. How about this one? Another play on words is the Paraprosdokian saying. Now, there's a multisyllabic word for you. However, just like isms, like socialism, and ism is little more than a school of thought, and can just as easily be disregarded as to know a darn thing about it. It is a school of thought. Well, our eyes need not glaze over when we hear such words like communitarianism or syndicalism, etc., because they are merely schools of thought. There are very useful online tools nowadays for even learning how to spell and or pronounce these multisyllabic words, such as paraprosdokian saying, or parasprosdokian. One website is how J, the letter J, say.com, or howsyousay.com. If you go there, instantly you will hear something like this.
Paraprosdokian.
Very easy. And if you simply refresh your screen because you were not sure you heard how that word might be pronounced properly, or at least as it's been accepted in the English language, again, just refresh your screen. Instantly, you have the pronunciation. And there are other websites online that do similar things. howjsay.com. Now, a paraprosdokian is a figure of speech. It's the use of words at the end of a phrase or sentence that changes the apparent initial meaning. From the Greek, it is contrary to, para meaning beyond, or despite, expectation. Prosdokian is expectation, beyond or contrary to expectation. It is frequently used for humorous or dramatic effect, sometimes producing an anticlimax. For this reason, it is extremely popular among comedians and satirists. Some paraprosdokians not only change the meaning of an early phrase, but they also play on the double meaning of a particular word, creating a form of solipsis. Examples: take my hand. I don't want it. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. A modest man who has much to be modest about. One attributed to Winston Churchill, said of Clement Attlee. Henny Youngman, the comedian. Take my wife, please. And one more from Winston Churchill. You can always count on Americans to do the right thing after they've tried everything else. There is such a thing as a garden path sentence. A garden path sentence is a grammatically correct sentence that starts in such a way that the reader's most likely interpretation will be incorrect. They are lured into an improper parse that turns out to be a dead end. And we'll pick up once again after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
These things can only matter.
Welcome back. We were talking about a garden path sentence. Garden path refers to the saying, to be led down the garden path, meaning to be misled. According to current psycholinguistic theory, as a person reads a garden path sentence, the reader builds up a structure of meaning one word at a time. At some point, it becomes clear to the reader that the next word or phrase
cannot be incorporated into the structure built up thus far. It is inconsistent with the path they have been led down. Garden path sentences are less common in spoken communication because the prosodic qualities of speech, such as the stress and the tone of voice, often serve to resolve these ambiguities in the written text. This phenomenon is discussed at length by Stanley Fish in his book, Surprised by Sin. When we listen to what someone is saying, we constantly predict ahead, trying to work out what they are going to say. It is thus relatively easy to set up expectation and then dash it. This causes confusion and hence makes the poor man review and rethink what it is you are really saying. Doesn't this call to mind that scriptwriter's word, that copywriter's word, slide? As a mnemonic device, why not remember this con man's, this funny man's, or this trickster's device? Slide into confusion. Slide unto privation. Ascends to oblivion. Descent unto hell. Or why not read the article entitled Sliding Down the Communitarian Slope by Berit Kjos of Crossroads Ministries in Norway. She knows. Read Henry Hazlitt, the author of Economics in One Lesson, and his Thinking as a Science. Now, I would guess he knew. Or read the book Slapstick by the late Kurt Vonnegut, an eyewitness to the horrors of Dresden during World War II. In Slaughterhouse 5, he didn't understand it all then. Later on, well, he knew too, as Slapstick was his homage to vaudeville. On Broadway, in the Catskills of Hollywood, but especially to those Jewish comics, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, who kept America laughing while its sons and daughters were rushed to slaughter into another war. By his own admission, was this novel the closest he ever came to actually penning an autobiography? Now, there is something known, too, as the bandwagon or the lemming effect. Online, a website, fallacyfiles.org. Describes the bandwagon fallacy, as well as many others. This website is an extension of Informal Logical Fallacies, a Brief Guide by Jacob Van Fleet, published just last year. Other items that Amazon customers, for instance, purchased after viewing the book include nonsense, red herrings, straw men, and sacred cows, how we abuse logic in our everyday language, how to win every argument, the use and abuse of logic, with good reason, an introduction to informal fallacies, and a rule book for arguments. A logical fallacy. Fallacy is a mistake. And a logical fallacy is a mistake in reasoning. There are, of course, other types of mistakes than mistakes in reasoning. For instance, factual mistakes are sometimes referred to as fallacies. However, as far as the website fallacyfiles.org is specifically concerned, not with factual errors, but with logical ones. Why study fallacies? Why study how to reason incorrectly? Why not just study how to reason correctly? There are two reasons. Even if you could count on reasoning correctly 100% of the time, you cannot count on others doing so. The same. In logical self-defense, you need to be able to spot poor reasoning, and more importantly, to understand it. To be able to correct others' mistakes, or to refute them convincingly, you need to understand why they are wrong. Number two, studying formal logic and the rules of correct reasoning is like having a roadmap that shows how to get from point A to point B. However, even the best navigators sometimes get lost, and it helps if the roads that go nowhere are clearly labeled dead end, wrong way, or do not enter. This is what fallacy studies are all about, marking the wrong turns that reasoners are likely to take. Thus, studying fallacies is no substitute for studying the positive principles of good reasoning, learning to navigate through logical space, so to speak. You would not set out on a trip without a roadmap, hoping to rely upon the dead-end signs to get to your destination. Similarly, there is no replacement for the study of formal and informal logic, only a supplement. Now, I have to ask, if you are familiar with an 1848 classic by Charles Mackey. That classic book, available to read free on the internet, Memoirs of Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, published in 1848, the same year as the Communist Manifesto. I also have to ask three questions. Have you advanced the Hegelian dialectic today? Could that have been in ways that promoted the common good? Bear this in mind. You've heard this thought process, thesis, antithesis, antithesis, synthesis, or problem, reaction, solution. But another aspect of this process is often more easily grasped as proposal, counterproposal, consensus, or compromise. Number two, are you articulating the message you actually intend well enough to be trusted and fully understood by those with whom you communicate? Never presuppose that the way you normally define a symbol or a sign, a word, or propagate a meme, a unit of particular cultural expression, is truly comprehensible, at least in the precise, nuanced way in which you meant and intended it. Number three, whose interests are you most keen on securing? And whose interests are you most keen on serving? Do you think yourself belong to some movement, perhaps? Let's take a call. Do we still have Roy on the line?
I'm still here.
Well, Roy, what have you to say?
Well, I had an occasion about a week ago to take a homeless man into the courthouse in Ludington, Michigan. And I could not believe what I seen when I got there. Inside the courtroom itself, as well as out in the hall, they had carved pentagram onto the chairs and five-pointed star in the middle of the pentagram. Yeah, five-pointed star. And fascies all up and down the ceiling inside the courthouse.
What? No hammer and sickle?
Yes. It was unbelievable. I knew what they were. I would not take a seat in the courthouse on any of those chairs. I had to take the folding chair to sit on that didn't have a pentagram on it. But all the rest of the seats were all with the pentagram and with the five-pointed star. And
so your point is?
The point is that people don't know who these guys are, and they're not even embarrassed to not show us. But people are not looking. If you take a look behind the Speaker of the House on C-SPAN, you'll see two bundles of rods, and out of the bundles of rods sticks an axe. Once you see it, all you have to do is grab your dictionary, your history book, your encyclopedia. It's a fascist, the symbol that you are under fascist rule, same symbol used by Mussolini and Hitler. Look to the right of the Speaker of the House, and you will see a rod with a bird on the end of the rod. That's called a mace. Hitler's guys carried them all over the place as a symbol.
Well, this is all very interesting, Roy. However, I must say, fascism or corporatism is little more than one aspect of socialism.
I understand that.
There is an opposite face of socialism, more commonly termed communism. There are many symbols of communism within our culture as well, as you well know.
Yes.
So, forgive me, but I see no point in promoting dialectical thinking by only drawing attention to corporatist or fascistic symbolism within our culture. We know these things exist. But I think if in the same breath, for instance, Roy, you were to call to mind the communist symbolism, and more particularly, which is where I want to go with this program today, the communitarianism, which is so ingrained within our culture, then we would see a clearer picture. Do you not agree that socialism today is not only corporatism, it is also communism? Because this is true. We must be careful in terms of pointing these types of things out to include to the unschooled or uninitiated the symbolism which provides the contrast of what is real today. And this is why I made mention of, for instance, the hammer and sickle. But there are many other symbols and signs of this type or this aspect of socialism also being embedded within our culture today. Would you agree?
Well, I agree. As a matter of fact, it all is a combination of Luciferianism called communism, and that's it. All has an end, but it's all going, and history repeats itself. And the point that I was going to make here is that we can go right down the line to from Nazi Germany to the United States, and we are going step by step in the same direction.
Well, forgive me, I have to interject, Roy. I appreciate your call. I don't think that America is led along the path of Hitler's Germany, of National Socialism. I frankly think that where we're headed is the path of International Socialism. And so I want to thank you for your call. Please stay tuned, and I hope you'll call back again, Roy. We'll be back in a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. An interesting article is entitled, It's for Your Own Social Good, written by Michelle Horstman at Canada Free Press. That would be CanadaFreePress.com. Again, it's for your own social good. The tag for the article, Social Good Summit in New York, is just one more example of the nonstop networking between technology, radical environmental, government, and foundation groups toward a communitarian-style global government. The editor of Canada Free Press is Judy McLeod, who has a mantra from Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice. Truth will come to light. Murder cannot be hid long. A man's sons may, but in the end, truth will out. I too have a mantra. I'm not what I think. I'm not what I say. But I am what I do. Mish Hortzman, the author of this piece, has a blog. Ben Franklin slept here. blogspot.com. Arrival at truth is many layered because it requires the lifting of veils. It requires quietude and introspection. Today, men speak of evolution, revolution, even devolution. Yet too few speak of involution, looking inside oneself or turning inward, that they may look before they leap. At changingminds.org is the confusion principle. I would invite you to check out changingminds.org and the confusion principle. A drowning person will clutch at a straw, so push them underwater, then offer a straw. Learn how it works. Do we have John on from Tennessee? John, are you there?
Hello.
Hi there, John.
Hey, Lark. I know you're drawn to the end of the show, so I want to say today I felt like I had been thrown in the deep end of the pool. And that's a good thing because, man, I was thinking and I'm deciphering. And when you brought it to the, we all know about the Hegelian dialectic, but when you brought to mind the Delphi technique and you tied it together, I know it's short time, so to the caller in Michigan, please don't take offense, but we're far past Nazism. I agree with you, Lark, that we are well down the road to global corporatism or global socialism or whatever you want to call it. We're so far down the road, there is no turning back. So, you know, if we would have discovered 40 years ago the fascists to the right and left of this speaker, it would have been one thing. But it's too late, folks. What we've got to do is understand where we're at. Words do mean things. Words, definitions are changed. And if we want the truth, we've got to go back to the old meaning. So I appreciated it when you went back to the real definition. And that's where my mind is at. Words mean things, and we've got to get back to that. So thanks, Lark.